Good morning, everyone, for WRCO News. I'm Todd Coppernall. 62 comfortable degrees in Richland Center this morning under sunny skies with some fog hanging out. High temperature today will be 82. In the news starting today, the Richland County Highway Department will be doing some repairs on Highway 14 East. This work began at 7 a.m. and will last through 4 p.m. Thursday. This work is taking place between State Highway 58 headed west to Jelland Lane. So that is from Highway 58 headed toward Richland Center to the area where Co-Tractor was and the Richland Hospital will someday be. The right lane will be closed between these two roads. There will be a work zone set up with signs, arrow boards, and barrels to help guide traffic past the work zone. Firefighters responded to a report of a shed fire at 1320 East Hazeltine Street in Richland Center last night at 7:23 p.m. The Richland Center Fire Department was dispatched after smoke was seen emanating from a metal shed containing various lawn care equipment. Upon arrival, four units and 21 firefighters worked for approximately 1 hour to manage the scene with assistance from the Richland Center Police Department and Richland County EMS. Crews successfully made entry into the structure and extinguished the blaze, which was determined to have been started by a lawnmower. While the fire was contained to the shed, damage was reported to the primary mower and one additional unit stored inside. Following the incident, the fire department issued a public safety reminder for residents to allow lawn care equipment to cool down outside before moving them into enclosed spaces like garages or sheds. The Richland Center City Council is set to convene at 6:30 p.m. tomorrow night. This meeting will be held at the municipal building and is expected to address a range of local issues and committee recommendations, including fuel pricing at the municipal airport and various administrative agreements. Residents are encouraged to stay informed about these proceedings as the council makes decisions impacting the general government and public safety of the community. The Richland County Board of Supervisors is set to convene for a significant session this coming Tuesday at 6 p.m. The meeting will be held in the county boardroom on the third floor of the Richland County Courthouse and will address several pivotal issues impacting the county's infrastructure and long-term planning. A primary focus of the evening will be a resolution aimed at creating an ad hoc new jail committee. This move follows preliminary discussions within various standing committees, including executive and finance and public safety and judiciary, regarding the necessity of modernizing the county's correctional facilities. The board will also consider various appointments to diverse boards, committees, and commissions as part of its special orders of business. Infrastructure remains a top priority on the agenda, with the board slated to review and potentially approve a comprehensive facility improvement plan. Related to these facility goals, supervisors will discuss a resolution to transfer funds from Fund 370 to Fund 360, specifically for Simons. Beyond physical infrastructure, the board will evaluate several grant applications facilitated by Community and Health Services. These include authorizations to apply for and accept both operating and capital purchase grants for 2027 under the 5310 program, which typically supports transportation services for seniors and individuals with disabilities. Other notable items include private pay rate increases for skilled nursing and community-based residential facilities and ordinances related to specific county parcels. A data center debate continues in Wisconsin Rapids, where Mayor Matt Zacher says city staff are working on a 12-month moratorium on new developments. However, that won't stop an application from PNK Industries for a 150-megawatt hyperscale data center. We don't want the city getting sued, if at all possible, so we have to figure out the best way forward. Zacher says he's trying to be as front-facing as possible through his weekly chats at the city library, which have at times turned heated. The La Crosse City Council last week approved a temporary block on any data centers entering the community, joining a group of list of local governments hitting the pause button AI data center developments also look to be a major issue in the race for governor. The owners of a Wisconsin solar panel installation company face theft charges. Trevor Sumner and Christopher Sipe appeared in Dane County Thursday on felony theft by contractor. The pair founded Sun Badger Solar, which received over 140 complaints to Wisconsin Consumer Protection before it closed abruptly in 2023 without completing scheduled installations. The two are also accused of embezzling company funds to pay for personal credit cards, luxury items, and other purchases. Both men entered not guilty pleas. A woman accused of stealing a Milwaukee daycare van with kids inside of it takes a plea deal. 28-year-old Caitlin Labrizzi pleaded guilty in July to taking a vehicle without consent. Child abduction charges were dropped as part of the deal with prosecutors. Police say Labrizzi jumped into the parked van and drove off with kids inside. The daycare owner called police, who were able to track down the van via the owner's phone, which was still inside. A judge sentenced Labrizzi to 18 months probation with a year in jail if she violates the order. A traffic crash Saturday night in Sauk County resulted in a casualty. Sauk County Sheriff Chip Meister reports at approximately 7:30, the Sauk County Dispatch Center received a report of a crash on County Road K near Besick Road in the township of Winfield. It was reported that a motorcycle crash with injuries had occurred. The investigation showed that the 2020 Harley-Davidson, operated by a 32-year-old male from Linden Station, was traveling northbound on County K just south of the intersection with Besick Road when it struck two southbound motorcycles. A 68-year-old male operating a 2024 Harley-Davidson was pronounced deceased at the scene. His passenger, a 63-year-old female, was transported by MedFlight to a Madison area hospital. A 37-year-old male operating a 2008 Victory motorcycle sustained minor injuries and was treated on scene. His passenger, a 29-year-old female, was also transported by MedFlight to a Madison area hospital. The investigation is ongoing. Alcohol and speed are believed to be contributing factors. The names of the involved persons will be released pending notification of family. The Sauk County Sheriff's Office was assisted on scene by Reedsburg Fire, Reedsburg EMS, Mauston EMS, UW MedFlight, the Sauk County Coroner's Office, and the Sauk County Highway Department. The Muscadet Chamber of Commerce will be holding their annual fall opener banquet on Saturday, September 19th. The event will be held at a different location this year. Events at Castle Rock near Muscadet will be hosting the banquet. Doors will open at 5 o'clock and food stations will open to ticket holders from 5 until 7. The food menu features beef brisket, pork tenderloin, shrimp cocktail shooters, bruschetta, spinach artichoke, and more. A silent auction and raffle begins when doors open, and a live auction will begin after the meal. Prizes at the event include $3,000 cash, a 2026 four-seater golf cart, a luxury massage chair, and much more. Ticket price is $50, which includes the meal. You can purchase tickets at the Events at Castle Rock website or from a Muscadet Chamber of Commerce member. More information can be found at the Events at Castle Rock website. The Friends of the Lower Wisconsin Riverway invites everyone to participate in their upcoming potluck and paddle event Saturday, August 22nd. This gathering offers a wonderful opportunity to learn more about the Lower Wisconsin State Riverway while enjoying a day on the water with fellow river enthusiasts. The event begins at 10:45 a.m. at Wintergreen, where guests will set up their potluck dishes. At 11:30 a.m., the program will commence with a series of presentations, including remarks from Flow President Tim Zum, an overview of the Wintergreen Project by Jen Filipiak of the Driftless Area Land Conservancy, and a discussion on riverway history led by Mark Cupp of the Lower Wisconsin State Riverway Board. The program will conclude with the presentation of the Riverway Champion Awards after cleanup at 1 p.m. The group will head to the Highway 14 launch for a paddle starting around 2 p.m. For those who prefer not to paddle, there are opportunities to help with shuttling or to assist by capturing photos and videos from the bridge.